A Florida sheriff encourages people to shoot burglars to save taxpayers' money. A Florida mother threatened to blow up a school because her son wasn't given enough food. A Florida man took a leak in a store's beer cave. And a Florida man claims he was Jesus and tried to kiss a minor in a locker room. These are the weird stories for Friday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian and the only daily weird news podcast that does Florida Fridays. That's right. On Friday, we only do weird news from Florida. I hope you enjoy it. A Florida sheriff encourages citizens to shoot burglars in order to save taxpayers some money. Homeowners in the Florida panhandle are being encouraged by one sheriff to shoot the burglars that might enter their homes. The comments by Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson come after deputies took into custody what's called a frequent flyer. This frequent flyer is accused of breaking into several homes on Wednesday, April 20th. Brandon J. Harris, who Johnson said has been arrested 17 times, faces 7 charges after this most recent arrest. So this guy's been arrested 17 times already and is still out there breaking into homes. Maybe the problem is the police or the justice system, you think? This guy's been arrested 17 times. He's still out there. I mean, I find it amazing how many people just running around Florida with all these past prior arrests, felonies. They're just out there. Every time I cover a DUI in Florida, it's like, this isn't it. The person's first. This person's been arrested for 14 DUIs previously. Huh? Still out there. Okay, Florida. No, it couldn't be your justice system. Just give everybody a gun. This will solve the problem. Okay. Now, it says here, regarding this last incident with the break-in, it took place in a Pace neighborhood. Multiple people called about a suspicious person. About 40 minutes after the first call went out, one particular homeowner shot at Harris, the perpetrator in this story, but missed, and Harris continued to run throughout the neighborhood, breaking into more homes. The sheriff said Harris was caught when he jumped out of a window of a bedroom. The homeowner who shot at Harris has not come forward, it says. Here's a quote from the sheriff. I guess they think they did something wrong, which they did not. If somebody's breaking into your house, you're more than welcome to shoot at them in Santa Rosa County. We actually prefer that you do. We prefer that you shoot them. It does say here Floridians are allowed to use force to protect their home and in defense of their property. A person who is in a dwelling or a residence in which the person has a right to be, has no duty to retreat, has the right to stand his or her ground, and has the right to use or threaten to use. You know what? Guns. Now, the homeowner that shot and missed the perpetrator, the sheriff wants you to know that you're not in trouble and urges, please come see us. We have a gun safety class that we put on every other Saturday. And if you take that, you'll shoot a lot better and hopefully save taxpayers money. That's the actual quote. You'll save taxpayers money. All right, let's break this down. Will taxpayers save money? On the one hand, if you shoot and kill the perpetrator, you don't have to process this person through the justice system. So that's going to save taxpayers money, correct? On the other hand, the community might have to pay for the burial of this individual out of the taxpayers' money. And those burials aren't cheap either. So it's a tough call. I'm open to be swayed either way. But then we also have to consider the cost incurred by the homeowner for cleaning up a dead body. That can't be cheap to clean up a dead body in your house. And depending on the size of your gun and where you shoot the individual, there could be a big mess. You're talking maybe brains on the ceiling. Can't be cheap to clean brains off furniture, I'd imagine. And then now you have a history of a murder in your home, and that might affect your future sales of the home. Tough stuff here. It's totally open for debate, guys. Call 646-450-2012. A Florida mother threatened to blow up a school because they didn't feed her son enough. A Florida lady has been arrested after allegedly making a bomb threat to her son's high school, enraged that her son wasn't being fed enough at the school cafeteria. Anaya Smith, age 41, is the mother. She was arrested Wednesday in connection with a threatening voicemail that she left at Cocoa High School saying she'd, quote, blow up the entire school. She would blow it up. I would say this is a little excessive, but it is a Florida parent. You don't know what they're going to do. But yeah, maybe not go right to the blow up the school. Maybe start lower than that. Maybe be like, hey, if you don't feed my son, I'm going to go slap the lunch lady. Maybe start there. Then if that doesn't work, I'm going to choke the school chef. And then blow up the school. You know, you got to do it in increments, Anaya Smith. Of course, she's been charged with false report of a bombing or arson against state-owned property, which is a felony. And she's been charged with disruption of an educational institution, which is a misdemeanor. Anaya Smith allegedly said in her voicemail, quote, if you don't start feeding my children better, I'm going to come around and blow that mother up. She's going to blow that mother up if they don't feed her children better. I don't know what you expect from a school cafeteria, a public school in Florida. What do you think the meals are going to be? You're lucky they feed them anything. Like, I just imagine a public school lunch in Florida is like two tater tots and a blade of grass. And then before you eat it, like an iguana comes down and swoops it off your tray. That's a Florida school lunch for you. Or it's just straight up poison. Now, a school staff employee heard the voicemail the following morning and called law enforcement, and an evacuation and search was done at the school, but yielded no evidence of an explosive, a bomb, or any other harmful device. Anaya Smith didn't leave her name on the voicemail when she left that bomb threat, but a search of the school's records found that that number used to make the threat was also listed as her cell phone. She's brilliant, by the way. I'm going to make a bomb threat using my own phone. Everybody knows you don't use your own phone to make a bomb threat, bro. You go to a payphone or the public library, or you borrow a friend's phone. Don't use your own phone. Now, apparently there's a history here. A school resource officer confirmed that Smith's son in the past has gotten into verbal arguments with cafeteria workers in regards to wanting extra food. Now, this poor kid is hungry. And there's no photo of the child, but maybe the child's large. I mean, when you're dealing with early age students, you get these growth spurts where some of the kids are just inordinately bigger than the others. You remember that kid in 11th grade with the full beard? I mean, this happens. You know, you get these kids that just, they just accelerate in the growth department and they're 200 pounds while the rest of us are 80. And they kind of do need more food. They need more fuel. And if you don't provide them with more food, this is where you get bullying, where these bigger children beat the crap out of little people like me, and then they take our tots, man. You know, if you don't think I've had my tots stolen, believe it, I've had my tots taken by people larger than me.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
A Florida man takes a leak in the store's beer cave. Rockledge, Florida, a 61-year-old Florida dude was arrested on allegations of urinating on cases of beer inside a county store. According to the police arrest affidavit, on Saturday, the man walked into the Hop and Pop convenience store, tried to enter the restroom, but the restroom was locked in the Hop and Pop. That's when the man went into the store's, quote, beer cave. It's a beer cave. That sounds like a great place to hang out, in the beer cave. So the man went into the beer cave and made it appear like he was looking at the merchandise. Made it look like he was shopping for beer. But what was really going on? I have a feeling I know. Store video footage shows the man facing toward the shelves of beer, unzipping his trousers and urinating on cases of beer. He's peeing all over the beer in the beer cave. What's wrong with this man? Ha! You can't do that in the beer cave, man. The beer cave's a lovely place where people go to get happy. Can't be peeing in the beer cave, man. The store owner says that 6 cases of beer totaling over $100 were damaged from the urination. Urination damage totaling $113.36. I don't know where they got that exact number. Yes, we've done a tally of the urination damage. And actually, these beers could not be sold after they were urinated on. Ah, guys whizzing in the beer cave. The police identified the man from his license plate, which was captured also on video. They made contact with the man on Wednesday, arresting him on a misdemeanor charge of criminal mischief. That's some criminal mischief there. You urinating on the cases of beer? That's some mischief there. You ought to slap on some extra misdemeanors for peeing in the beer cave, man. That's a holy place, the beer cave. It's a place where we all go to get happy. Happy time happens in the beer cave, providing Rockledge, Florida community with lots of quality beer for who knows how long, that beer cave. Can't be urinating in the beer cave. This beer cave situation reminds me of this place back in New York City. I don't even know if it's there anymore. It was some kind of Russian bar where for a fee you could go into the back. There was a freezer. Inside the freezer, unlimited vodka shots for a fee. And before you went into the freezer, they gave you like this large Russian coat and hat. So you kind of dressed up like a, I don't know what you would even call it. Just go back there and do as many shots as you can. That's a, which seems like a recipe for disaster, does it? Does it not? I can't believe I did such things back then and survived. A Florida man said he was Jesus and kissed a minor in the locker room. Tampa, Florida. A man is facing charges after he allegedly trapped a minor in a locker room and kissed him without his consent, also telling him he was Jesus. The police say James Trevor Byron Thompson. Wow, a lot of names there. James Trevor Byron Thompson. Three of those are first names. I don't trust this man already. James Trevor Byron Thompson walked up to the victim inside the locker room at a Clearwater Crunch Fitness, started talking to him about love and being a vegan, you know, as people tend to do at these gyms. They love to tell you about being a vegan. The vegans spread it like a religion. Hey, hi, nice to meet you. Oh, I'm vegan, and it's required as a vegan for me to tell you in the second sentence upon meeting you. I have to tell you that. By the way, Crunch Fitness in Florida, imagine. This is, you know, this is the lowest of the low when it comes to fitness places. Crunch Fitness. I'm not surprised at all. This happened in a Crunch Fitness. He said he was Jesus Christ in another life. I'm a vegan. Also, I'm Jesus Christ in another life. Or I was anyways. Was Jesus a vegan? He tried to give the victim a hug, it says here. What's it? I was Jesus Christ in another life. I'm a vegan. Bring it in. Just bring it in. Come on. I want to hug you. I want to talk about love and veganism and how I used to be Jesus Christ. The victim tried to get away. But of course, there's no security at Crunch. You can whip out your private parts at Crunch while you're spotting someone. And no one will bat an eye. No security. The surveillance video never works right. So Thompson, who was about 100 pounds heavier than the victim, used his body to block the path and prevent the victim from leaving the locker room. Oh boy, this isn't very Christ-like activity. He gave the victim an unwanted kiss during the incident. Another person witnessed the alleged act, and Thompson was arrested. When interviewed by the detectives, ooh, this is where it gets good, I'd imagine. I love it when they interview the crazies. What did he say? Well, he admitted to kissing the victim. That's it? He didn't tell the police that he was Jesus in another life as well? Yeah. They tell you that they were Jesus when it benefits them, only in those instances. You know, they try and get something out of it. You know, you're like, hey, I'm a vegan. Can I get a kiss? Oh, I'm all about love. Can I get a hug? Okay. You're not giving me what I want. How about if I told you I used to be Jesus? All right, now can we make out in a locker room? What about that? Will you take a shower with me now? Let me show you how I walk on water with my dang-a-lang out. Well, this is what you get at a Crunch Fitness. I mean, I can't recommend Crunch Fitness to anybody. I mean, it's the most dangerous of all the gyms. Their motto should be Crunch Fitness. Come for the ab workout and leave with an STD you got from a guy in the locker room who thinks he was Jesus in a former life. Crunch Fitness. Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining me for this episode of Florida Friday on Weird AF News. And thanks to everyone who sent me Florida articles. That was extremely helpful. There was a lot of them. It was difficult to narrow it down, but we did it, guys. We did the tough work, the deed. We did the deed, as per usual on Fridays. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you're having a lovely weekend as well. Thank you for the continuous birthday wishes and gifts. Been getting tons and tons of stuff just rolling in. Shout out to Kyle Mendoza, who sent me a PayPal donation to improve my life. Appreciate that very much. Kyle's a tremendous human being, and we've gone back and forth a lot. Thank you so much, Kyle. Appreciate you. Also, we have Holly Scream bought me some coffee as well. She wrote, "Happy belated birthday, Jonesy. Consider this a thank you for making me smile every morning." Oh, I make Holly Scream smiles. It's pretty cool. Also, Katrina Jorgensen sent me some coffee as well. And she wrote me something in another language. Let me try and pronounce it here. Gratulerer medagen, Jonesy. That's happy birthday, she says. I recommend at least one of these coffees be consumed in a Norwegian fashion. Drop a penny into a cup of black coffee and keep pouring in vodka until you can see the coin. Enjoy. And I loved this message. This was great. I actually wrote back to Katrina on Instagram saying, is this really the way to do it, Norwegian fashion? All that vodka in your coffee? I've never had vodka in my coffee before. Only whiskey, Bailey's, as I've said. Actually, I've had Sambuca, yeah, in there, as well as, what's that coffee-flavored liqueur? Kahlua. I've also had amaretto in my coffee. Never vodka. I'm going to have to try that. Into it. Okay, what else? What else? More gifts here. Let me see here. Did I say Jessica Vemers sent me a PayPal donation? Did I say that on yesterday's show? I can't remember. But let me just say it again. If not, she wrote, for B-Day coffees, drinks, Pedialytes, and being in Red Hot Chili Pepper cover bands. Oh, thank you, Jess. And then we have, okay, what else do we have here? Oh, this is pretty cool. Lily Rotering. Lily sent me an e-gift card to Fanatics, just as Connie did. So I got two gift certificates to Fanatics, the online sports apparel. And so I get to load up on all my Celtics gear for the playoffs here. Perhaps I'll get some Red Sox gear as well. And you know I'm a sports freak, guys, so these are great gifts. Much appreciative. Man, I am just overwhelmed with the birthday love and the generosity from my listeners. It's unbelievable. So grateful. So grateful. You guys have made my week truly amazing. One of the more memorable weeks. Unbelievable. Having a great time. Anyways, I hope you are as well. Hope you had a nice weekend or you're having a nice weekend. If you'd like to drop me a little gift, my email's funnyjones@gmail.com. That's my PayPal as well. And you can buy me coffees off the website, weirdafnews.com. You could join the Patreon there as well. I put a lot of content in the Patreon yesterday, like 3 articles and 3 videos or something like that. Put a lot of stuff in there. I'm going to have to put some more content in there over the weekend for my patrons. So I appreciate all of you. Hope everything's going well. I hope you're healthy and all that. I have a new sponsor you might have noticed today on the episodes. So check that out, and good luck with your life, man.